To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buffalo Mayor-elect Sean Ryan is on the WBEN Lifeline. We're 3 weeks away from your inauguration. And, you know, as you're making appointments and announcements, how much are you dealing with reaction from people who say, that's not the way we've been doing it?
Well, change is, you know, is always difficult. So every time you bring in a new regime, you're going to make some changes. People will ask questions and, you know, you provide them with a transparent and open answer. And so far, that's been working, Susan.
So you have a website up. People can apply for positions online. A couple of weeks ago, we heard that there's been a pretty good response to that. When does that start to get into action? And, you know, these applications online turn into people taking the job?
Yeah, well, it's already been in action. The website is buildabetterbuffalo.com. If you want to help make Buffalo a better place, get into the action. Come on that website and apply for a job. We've received over 1,700 applications. We have interviewed dozens and dozens of people through the subcommittee process. I have been interviewing. I'm interviewing today. I'll be interviewing really for the next 2 weeks solid as we build a workforce designed to meet the problems of Buffalo that we have today.
Well, Sean, with the city facing a large deficit, and you've already made some appointments, how do you justify paying some commissioners more than these positions are currently paying, such as police commissioner?
Yeah, so look, if we want top flight people, we have to pay for top flight people. But we're going to do it by reorganizing and restructuring. It's not going to be it won't be any additional money from the taxpayer. So the reorganizing will yield a net savings for the city. But it's really important to keep in mind that there'll be no increased spending.
You know, you've said in the past that what you hope to do on day one is get a hold of the city's finances, find out exactly how much in the red Buffalo might be. I mean, you're pretty close to that date now. What have you been able to do on that front to understand the financial position of the city?
Yeah, I mean, I've been able to bring together a team of experts, former finance commissioners, City University of New York fiscal team has been helping us. So we're getting a handle on it. We're not quite there yet. We know that, you know, this year we're in, this budget year that ends on May 31st, we're significantly out of balance for this year. So we're going to have to, you know, figure out how to get out of this year before we go into next year, because any of the built-in deficits, they just transfer over, you know, to the next year. And for a good several budget years, the city's been running about a $50 million deficit. But the days of gimmicks are over. We're going to face that challenge head on, and we're going to come up with a plan to put Buffalo back in balance.
When might we start to see that plan or a strategy to attack that deficit?
Well, you got to let me get into office, and then we will see exactly what's going on. You know, I don't have the keys to the car, you know, right now. I'm doing a lot of this analysis as an outsider. But what's been the city's been doing for a lot of years, Susan, is they've been intentionally understating their expenses and overstating, you know, their revenues. So a structural budget is just simply, do your revenues and expenditures meet? So you have to be honest and transparent with the people of the city of Buffalo. You have to tell them this is exactly how much it costs to operate the city, and we need to have revenues to match that.
You know, a big part of the city's expenses that's got a lot of attention over the last couple of days has been overtime with police officers especially. And we talked with the police union president about a month ago, who said he's worried about a big outpouring of retirements happening in the near future because of a healthcare deal that's not yet complete. And there's not many people in the police academy. Now, to cut overtime, I would assume you would need more police officers to be working. What can the city do to attract more people to that job and eventually cut back on some of those hours?
What the city really needs is consistency. We should have had a police class this year. We should be ready for a police class next year. We're not ready. So we're going to have to put a big class in, to catch up. But you have to be able to anticipate when your retirees are going to retire, and then you make your class, the academy class, the right size. So, we've lacked some regularity in our processes that we're going to, put together. But a lot of the overtime is structural. It's based on a contract that the city agreed to with the police union. And that contract itself yields a lot of this overtime. It's not necessarily staffing. The Buffalo Police Department is not down police officers right now. It's just how we have chosen, to run the department and to manage it based on our contracts that the city agreed to. And those contracts drive overtime. So the contracts are up, this year. We're going to be working together. I was heartened to read in today's paper, the union president, is on board talking about how we get overtime down. Everyone understands that we can't keep running these excessive overtime costs. But I will note that the overtime costs are every year they're underestimated. So we have a pretty good handle on what our overtime is going to be, and we're going to put that real number in next year's budget.
Well, Sean, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and I hope we can stay in touch as we get closer to your inauguration.
I definitely will. Enjoy this beautiful day.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.